Call
Your
the
turn to
HBO. My name
log.
is Tyrone.
Tyler
How may I assist you
Lockyer
today?
Dyer.
Oh, hi, Tyler. Sorry, I already have a customer on the line with us. I'm Edie. I'm from Best Buy Appliance Services, and I just need to let you know that this call may be monitored for training purposes. We have Mariana Basinska on the line, and we are actually calling
Chavez.
for Mr. Chavez's order, her husband. The reason for this call, the installer did not completed the installation today because they said that the valve is corroded and it has to be replaced by the plumber, which he paid extra just to get it done today. And they promised, they told them that they can come back as soon as it's done. They can come back tomorrow or Saturday. But as you can see, but as you know, we're using our calendar system and booking an appointment. So I'm not sure on how you can reach out to the installer. I have an FMS order number here, and sorry if I just have to say that this call may be monitored for training and quality purposes. And the FMS order number is, just a second, it's 755-49473.
All right, you said 755-49473?
473, right?
Okay, so I have 755-49473.
Yes, the name should be under Daniel Chavez.
That's the FMS number? Is this a Best Buy
Right,
order or a Home Depot
755-49473. It's a Best Buy order.
order? Okay. Do you have the PO number? Because that didn't pull up anything.
How about if I give you the phone number of the client?
Okay, I can search it up by phone number, but the phone number in our system, it'll take a while. If
I
you're willing
see.
to wait.
Give me one second. One moment. I think.
And just to make sure I don't have it wrong,
How,
you said 755-49473.
That's one, yeah, that's actually the FMS order number, and I can give you a retail order number if that will work.
What kind of order number? We can try it.
It's a retail order number. So that order number is 112-202-904-1766.
Okay. That didn't pop up anything. Give me one moment. Do you have the number? It's like 077. It's like a 6-digit number. It maybe have letters in it, possibly.
I'm not finding any other order number on here. I'm calling XBO delivery, right?
Yes,
I mean,
ma'am. XBO.
Place.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't see anything with that alphanumeric number here. Just an FMS order number and then a retail order number.
Okay, well, can you provide me that phone number so that way we can look it up that way and just let it load up?
Sure. 416-6735.
You said it was scheduled for today?
Yes.
Okay, I can look up the orders for today. That'll be faster. And what's that zip code?
Zip is 92509.
92509, one moment.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and it was it
will
through
it help
XPO or was it through another company that Best Buy could probably have it from?
It's just XPO delivery. The driver's name is Manuel Fuentes.
And you said the zip code is 92509, correct?
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. So I searched up the orders in this area and nothing popped up for today. So was it through XPO or home delivery?
No, it's XPO. Could it be possible because the actual appointment has already been rescheduled? That's why it's no longer available in your system?
Possibly. It could have been already rescheduled, but they have to reschedule it through the customer. They didn't tell her reschedule date, correct?
We haven't rescheduled it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to help her get a sooner date, but the only date that we have so far for earliest is the 8th and the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the driver mentioned to her that they can come back tomorrow, so... We just want to raise that and then see if there's something that can be done on your part here.
Okay. Well, the only thing, even if we're able to pull up the order, only time we're able to schedule something, it has to be from the 3 days of the scheduling. So, say for instance, something was happening to, like, today, they couldn't come back directly back tomorrow because they already have routes. It has to be, like, the fourth day after the present day.
So... sorry, this is Mariana Chavez. There's a few things that's happening right now. One, he told us that the valves were eroded, and if we get a same-day plumber to switch out the valves, that they can come back tomorrow or Saturday and put in and hook up the washer and dryer. Because of that, we ended up getting a same-day plumber to come out immediately. We're getting charged an extra $400 because it's on the same day. It's not a scheduled thing. And on top of it, the plumber that came out said, your valves aren't actually that corroded. They're pretty fine. Not sure what he was talking about. And then I was like, well, let's go ahead and redo them anyway because Best Buy won't install the washer dryer. So now we're paying extra for a same-day thing because a guy told us that your company told us that they can come back tomorrow. And then we're paying for valves that aren't really corroded. And then third thing is that we wouldn't have accepted the washer and dryer if we would have known that the install was going to be a whole week. So we would have sent it back with you or with Best Buy and said deliver it when you can because we don't have room for it. You guys put it in an odd place, in a place in a garage where we can't have it there. So like I said, if we would have been told the truth, we wouldn't have scheduled someone immediately today, last minute, paid a bunch of money, and we wouldn't have had a washer dryer sitting in our house for a week that's not hooked up. So we would have sent it back. So this is where with one person telling us the incorrect information, he even heard me. I was on the phone with the plumber as he was dropping it off, and I said, if I get it done today, can you guys, I was confirming, and he's like, yeah, we'll come back out tomorrow. Like, yeah, that's the reason why we got it done so quickly. So one person gave us completely false information, and now we're in, like, this is completely ridiculous. Now we're in a hole where now we have to return washer dryers to Best Buy, have someone come back and out and pick them up, and we can't even do about the money, we're eating it now. But I mean, so that's why we're contacting you and saying, hey, can you squeeze us in to do this install because of all these circumstances of what just happened today? I mean, that's
yes,
the
ma'am.
Situation.
So once I finally get your order looked up, I can still reach out, give them a call, advise them everything that's going on. If they're able to do it, even though from our end, we can't schedule it for the next day because it's not going to let us, even if we try. But if I can get in contact with them once, you know, we find your order, once I get the information and it pops up, I can see if they can do it on their own without, like, involving their schedule. That's something I can try and reach out to them once I have your information. Can you provide me that phone number so that way we can search it up through the phone number for her?
Certainly. The phone number of Mr. Chavez is 714-406-6735.
Alrighty. I do have that loading up. Just bear with me for that to load up and make sure this order is not, you know, transferred, okay?
Thank you, Tyler.
I'm still here. It's still loaded for me, guys.
Okay.
And what was the items in the name that's on the order?
There's a gas dryer and a washer.
Okay, one moment. Okay, something else seems right, because with the number that I have, it pulled up an order from 2019. And I don't see a gas dryer or a oven on here.
Why aren't you able to pull up our order? You guys were literally just here today, and we have a washer dryer sitting in our garage.
No, I'm honestly not
What's
for sure, ma'am.
On?
We don't have access to delete anything. We don't have access to cancel anything here at XPO. Only thing we have access to do is, like, do the assisting with the customers. And also, we can change, like, certain statuses. We can't take out anything unless it's under a different ticket that was made. Have you ever got rescheduled anything before?
No. The only thing, I mean, that I can think of is that we had two washer. We had a washer dryer get delivered to us today and a washer dryer get delivered to our beach house in Florida today as well. We had two orders. I just don't see how that would correlate in any way. Like, they're their own separate people.
Right.
That we've already dealt with. They already delivered everything they needed to in the morning. So it's all the way on the East Coast. So you guys should, I don't know. Ma'am, do you?
Right. And it'll pop up with the phone number. So I'm not for sure exactly what's going on in our system.
Can I give you my phone number? Maybe it's under my phone
if your phone number's on the order, yes, ma'am. Because it'll just pop up what's on the order.
It's actually your husband's.
It's the only the husband's?
Yeah, the listed phone number on the actual order belongs to her husband's.
And repeat that number
for
me one more time.
714-406-6735.
Yes, ma'am. And
this is our gas stackable Samsung. It's actually for stackable Samsung gas dryer and washer delivered today at Yoruba Valley.
Yes, ma'am. So once again, it pulled up. And what's the husband's name?
Danielle Chavez.
Okay. Yes, because it pulled up the order that you guys had from 2018. That's the only order it pulled up with this phone number.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
And this is a gas range, electric range drop-in.
Can you search the driver's name? Manuel Fuentes.
I don't have access to search up a driver's name, man.
So pretty much, it's like it doesn't. The delivery didn't exist.
And I'm not for sure why, unless a different ticket has been made with different information on it. The only way things like this happen is when they make new tickets.
I think because this actual appointment has already been set up for reschedule.
Even if it was set up for reschedule, it'll still pop up with the phone number and the information.
That's what I thought. You should have a history of that service request.
Right. It would have popped up all of them, even if it was a different ticket, the old tickets.
But that's the FMS order and the retail order number associated on the actual order. Those two things are the only thing I can see from here. You got the right phone number, the name, and I already gave the zip code. I'm not sure why nothing is coming or popping up on your screen.
Do you have any? Could this be any other company? Possibly. Is it this company for sure, ma'am?
This is the only assigned company who delivered in Yoruba. There's another team who serviced the delivery at the different address. But for this particular order, it was assigned to XBO delivery. The XBO delivery and complex install, do you manage the same order for delivery and installation, sir?
Yes, ma'am. We pull up everything regarding that. This is the main line for us to do the complex installs. And only way that the information will not be popping up if the information is not correct. We confirm the phone number more than once. Also, it'll pull up, as you can see, it pulled up an order from 2019. And it has her husband's name with this phone number. So either that is assigned to somebody else, maybe it's got redesigned to somebody else, a different company. Because I know we do most of them, but sometimes y'all have like another third-party company that does them. And I know you probably don't know all of it, but it'll show on there if you have access to see it. Because it's not popping up in our system.
I know. There's no other third-party associated on the order, just
okay.
XBO delivery. If I call the, there's another phone number I am seeing from for your company, sir, which is the 909 phone number. But you were saying that this is the your number is already the main line where you can.
Yes, ma'am. So if it was like a non-complex item, then they had a different number for non-complex items. But these are complex items that you're naming. Like, I deal with these, you know, calls on the daily.
What is, if for non-complex install, can I get a phone number that we can try using to find
out non-complex the order? Is, like, items such as, like, games and stuff. It wouldn't be for washing machines and dryers.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I see. But this is really for washer and dryer, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'm just trying my best to help our customer.
You're
here.
Fine.
If
you give me one moment, I can try to speak with someone to see if possibly if it's something in a different system or maybe possibly something happened. What area was this?
Ontario.
You say Ontario?
Ontario. Not sure if you're using the same system we are using, actually. One second.
Okay, what area is... Okay, ma'am, what area is the customer in? That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Oh, in Zaruba Valley, California.
California. Okay, give me one moment. Put you guys on a brief silent hold.
All right.
Ma'am.
I am here.
So pretty much, like, he's claiming that our washer and dryer never got delivered. Is that right?
I don't think so. It just so happened that we cannot seem to pull up the actual order. But I believe he's getting the point because the installer committed to you or promise to come back the next day or Saturday at least.
Okay.
And I don't know why he can't seem to find the order. I already provided him with all the information I can find on the order.
Right, right.
Because that's going to be, for you to have an idea how are we doing the scheduling, actually it's going to be Best Buy who's doing the scheduling part. So it's a system generated calendar system that we're using here. And whoever is available in the area, it will be assigned to the, you know, it could be a third party or a Geek Squad. But on this case, there's no available Geek Squad in the area that can do a washer and dryer at the moment, and the earliest that I am really getting is, and no matter how I refresh the system, I'm still getting 8 or 10 for the soonest date. So we're asking Tyler, if possible, that he can reach out to the actual driver and see if he can, do the installation without having to book it in our system. Because that's what he promised to you. You're going to come back.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm sorry, Mimi, to that you've been stick on this. I mean, I guess you've been on this call for more than an hour now. If just in case you still want to complete this order for whatever will be the resolution, ma'am, I will make sure that you'll be compensated for your inconvenience.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
And by the way, can I just ask you, I'm seeing like two installation for gas dryers, so they deliver two gas dryers?
No, they delivered a gas dryer and a washer.
I see. Yeah, I guess on the job order, I'm seeing like one washer installation and then two gas dryer installation. That's why I asked. And then there's an add-on for additional service for a Wi-Fi connection.
I think that there's just a lot of confusion between the Florida home and this home. It says that we've got two glass doors.
Because I do see the other order. It has a different installation.
Yeah. Can you not cancel that order? Don't cancel. Please don't cancel anything. We spent a lot of time. What happened?
Of course, ma'am.
The electric dryer on the 18th needs to be delivered.
Are you actually aware sorry, Tyler, go ahead.
Oh, yes, ma'am. So I reached out to someone, advised them what basically was going on. Basically, it's like, you know, nothing's popping up. They were saying possibly it could be under a different ticket, unless, you know, she put her phone number under there, but we already have the husband's phone number, and that's the only thing that's popping up. Because the phone numbers pop up everything. That's how we find the tickets that have, like, different FMS numbers throughout the phone numbers. So I'm not for sure where this ticket is going, ma'am.
Tyler, that's okay. Marshan, if you want, let me do some research first, because I just noticed that, can you try this other, you know what, never mind, sorry, Tyler, because I just noticed that the other order here, which supposed to be delivered at Daytona Beach, it comes with the same order number, but different FMS and assigned to a different third part, to another servicer. So I'm going to try calling the other service provider here and see if they can find an order as well. But this supposed to be, this one I'm seeing supposed to go to a different address. That's why it's so weird, because the one I gave you, that's for the Jurupa Valley one. The other one should be coming at, as mentioned, at Daytona Beach. And it's assigned to a different delivery partner, sir. Not sure what's going on with the order.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm just going to try giving them a call. Thank you for trying your best to locate the order, though. So I guess that's it for now. If you could find something later, just put some notes on the order, sir.
No problem. Thank you so much for calling XPL. Have a wonderful night.
All right. Thank you. Marcia.